Dyke check 1 2 1 2. OG Courts, they are
D Styles in the cut.
Domsky back in the cuts.
We are Dykes and a mic, and you're now listening to the damn podcast, baby.
It's Friday then, and Monday's it's Friday then.
It's damn podcast.
Hotel room. Oh my gosh, that was the tune. Aye. Pitbull aye. Used to, when I was younger, I looked like Pitbull. He made them club bangers. We at the hotel, motel, holiday. What was that club in Hertfordshire?
Liquid.
Was it Liquid?
No.
Oceana.
As in Oceana. Oceana.
Dropping it down in my dress to that song, boy.
I never went to Oceana, you know.
Didn't you? It was a vibe. Student night. Student night was a vibe with all the Hertfordshire students when I was in college. Banter. What was I? You know when I look back, like, what was I doing there? No business. But yeah, man. What's good? What's good? What are you lot saying?
They are
on the garlic side.
On the garlic.
If you want to know Gaza. Where to find me.
Whoosh.
No, I'm really happy it's Friday. Like, it's been one of them weeks where, like, I've worked super hard. And then, you know, sometimes Friday feels...
So you don't work hard?
No.
Are you telling your employer you don't work hard?
No, I work hard, but I worked really hard this week.
You work hard.
And then I felt like today, like, I just woke up and everything's just going great. God forbid it messes up now.
No, it won't. But when everything's going great, everything's gone really well. It's the vibes and the energy.
Let's keep it true.
The vibes and the energy of today is just like really giving.
It's really giving. I need to stop saying that. Honestly, D, what are you saying?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling. All good.
I don't know why you lot are doing this slow sultry when before we was just doing kiki kaka.
I'm not doing slow sultry.
Like, yeah, man.
I'm not doing slow sultry. Obviously, my attention was diverted, but I'm active.
I'm active.
So
drink more beer.
Drink some beer.
Mate.
Some beer. Anyway, guys, man's back on the pod.
Come on.
Took a break because I can. How about that?
How about that?
But we back now. But yeah. So, guys, I've been chilling at home because obviously annual leave started today.
Come on.
And I was just, do you know daytime TV?
Yeah.
I forget because my granddad, you know, he sits at home and he watches daytime TV. So I was just sitting watching it with him. And I forgot how much I enjoy when it gets to about 4 o'clock and all the quiz shows come on.
Oh my
God. They are so lit. And it had me thinking about, like, do you guys remember Countdown?
Ooh, yeah. Countdown was the shit.
Weakest Link. They got some new one that's called The Banker or something.
Oh, yeah,
have you seen it?
Yeah,
I miss. Do you know what used to be my shit that I miss?
What?
There's two. Deal or No Deal.
Oh, my God.
And Golden. What was it? Golden Balls.
Let's talk about each individually. Deal or No Deal was a whole heap of fuckery.
What?
It was mad. I used to play with them. That one I was actually immersed in. Like, because, you know, it'll be the same cast for a while, innit?
Yeah.
So you get to know them. There are people will be in the audience and you're like, swap the box. Or and in my mind, I'll be choosing the numbers, innit?
And then it'll be 1p.
When they used to get the 1p, or next thing you know, the first box they do, 100,000.
God, the money is gone.
Gone.
Listen. But Golden Balls.
You see Golden Balls?
I've never watched
that. Oh my God.
Golden
That's when
Balls
I learned
like, you know,
lie.
At the end, this is probably where Love Island stole it from. You know, at the end, you'd have the money, and it would be like, okay, do you want to split? So it would be two people left at the end. It would be like, do you want to split or do you want to steal?
From the beginning bit, so you're working as a team and you've got like golden balls. And then one of them will say like £30, £100,000, £20, and then you will have £10, £5, 1p. And you got to convince me that you got the £50,000. So I take you to the next round because the more money you get for the rounds, so you're like, I'm sitting here, John, like Courts, I'm looking at you right now and I'm telling you right now I've got the £50,000.
And people will lie. They'll have 1p. But they will lie so that you take them
so that
to the
they
next
take
round.
Them to the next
oh
round.
My gosh, with the penny. Listen, this game was pepe.
No, why? No, I need to
Then
watch
once you collect all the money, then it goes into the final
the end.
Right.
So at the end, then you've got all the money, whatever. Yeah. And then the final decision comes to this. They'll be like, okay, do you want to split or steal? If you both say split, mm-hmm. then you go away with the money. You split
half
it.
Each, yeah.
If you both say still, you go away with nothing.
No one gets
if
it.
If one person says still, so this person that you've been working with this whole time, you've now come and triumphed together. Mm-hmm. If one of you says steal, they will get all the money and you'll go home with nothing.
One of you says steal.
Wait. And people used to steal.
So if they steal it, do I get to bang them?
No.
Well, we don't. Hey, look at you bringing
up. Oh, my God.
But I remember I was watching one time, yeah, and it was the two of them, so it was split or steal. And the woman was like, no, like, look at me. She was wearing the cross as well, so she kept rubbing it. She was like, no, look, I'm a Christian woman. I'm going to split the money with you. And it was like £150,000. Like,
do they talk about it before?
Yeah. So they talk like, I'm going to split the money.
Because you have to convince each other, right? So you're like, making sure that if I want to steal, I have to make sure that you don't steal.
Yeah.
So I'll have to convince you, I'm going to split it with you, babe. I'm going to split it with you. We're going to do this together. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So what's the general consensus? Do most people like split?
Most people split because you don't want to risk it as well.
That's true,
like,
that's
if
true.
I say still and you say still, we're fucked.
Yeah. No one gets money, so let's just both split.
Yeah, I think that's just the best.
Most people split, but every now and then
you get one jewel dust would
steal. And then people just steal and then still do open the box and say still. Hey. Well, I trusted you, Tracy. Oh my gosh. But yeah, man, those programs giving me life. So I thought I'm gonna ask you guys some general knowledge questions because you know, how often do you lot top up your knowledge? You know, you get to an age.
Well, this is the thing.
Go on.
My girlfriend loves quiz shows, so I've kind of watched them.
Hey, what? The beer is spilling.
No. Oh, my God. If D doesn't knock something, is it really a recording? Is it really a recording?
I'm
sorry, guys. go on.
Yeah, I watch them every day. So we watch, like, The Chase, Tipping Point.
That's the one, The Chase. With my
What else? Lingo. That's a big one that we watch. Lingo is basically Lingo. Where you get like, so you know Wordle that everyone does?
Yeah.
That's Lingo.
What, where you have to guess the words to go on?
Yeah. So they've basically stolen that from Lingo. So Lingo is that. Oh, like you're guessing the words and then when you guess them correctly, you get money. And then you work in teams of two and then you go through to the final, whatever. So that's basically Lingo.
That makes sense.
So yeah,
I watch
those all the time because she's addicted to them. She loves them.
So anyway, guys, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
The winner gets...
I want to win.
What do we get?
The winner gets a beer next recording.
Oy, okay.
I want it this recording now. Today.
Well, I'm not going downstairs
to
again.
To the shop,
so
please.
Next... Okay, are you listening?
Next.
How many questions in do we the have? Next
There's hour. 10 questions.
10? That's a lot of questions.
It's just 10. Those, I was even going to do loads, but we have other things to talk about. Hey. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yes, please.
Jum, 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 jum. Okay, introduce yourself and let them know where you come from. Guest number one.
My name is OG Quartz. I come from London. I am a podcaster. And if I win the BR, what I'm going to do with it is pour it all over my body.
Okay. And what beer would you be aiming to win? What beer are you trying for tonight?
The biggest, most expensive beer. The Moët beer.
Does that count?
The Moët beer, please.
And over to you, guest number two.
Hi, guys. I go by the name of D Styles, and I reign. I come from the east side of London.
East side of that London.
So... my beer of choice would be the Desperados. You can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. Summer vibes, flavorful, and sexy. Kind of like me.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to battle Courtney today.
The beer of
for
losers.
A mic. For a beer.
Battle of the beers.
Battle of the beers.
The beer of losers. That's the
question
of losers.
One.
Do we both get to answer individually or do we have to be...
buzzer.
Well, let's do buzzer.
Okay.
So make buzzer. What is your buzzer sound? Wrong, yours is Till. What's your one?
Crud.
Okay, cool. So whoever buzzes first, and then if she gets it wrong, it goes over to you.
Or should I say flim flam? Okay, flim flam.
Flim flam and Till. Mm-hmm. Okay. Question number one. Which swimming stroke is named after an insect?
Flim flam.
Go on.
Backstroke.
No, it's finished. There's no wait. Flim flam.
Courtney doesn't even know. After what, sorry?
Doggy paddle.
After what?
My God!
Wait, what was the question?
Which swimming stroke is named after an insect?
Oh Till, spider.
What are you doing?
Insect.
What?
Butterfly. Butterfly stroke, ladies.
I fucking knew that as
well.
You said dog.
No, but at least it was a creature. Or something.
But at least mine was an insect.
No, oh, but at least mine is an actual swimming thing. What is the spider?
Yeah, the spider's spider worry.
Next time we go, spider worry.
So, next time we go on holiday, I need to see you. Dee do the spider.
I'll show you. Don't worry about it.
I need to see the spider.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Oh, not us.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Showing
that
dumbness. Show your ass.
They thought we were smart.
Showing your ass. Okay, next question. How many bowling skittles need to be knocked down for a strike?
2, 10.
Wow, wonderful. Well done, D.
Let's go, baby!
You got that.
Let's go, baby. But that threw me off because you said skittles.
Yes, I had to say skittles. That's the official name.
Like pegs, maybe, but okay, cool. We'll go with that.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
In the zodiac, which animal is linked with a ball?
Two.
Flim flam.
Go on.
Which animal? Which what? Which zodiac? No, say the question.
No, again. I'm not saying the question again.
You can't. Okay, okay, no, no, no.
She's saying
I'm not saying it again. I'm not repeating.
Sagittarius.
Taurus.
Correct.
Yes.
I don't know nothing about zodiac. Just have to guess, innit?
Okay. Next question. In Spain, what is the word for an afternoon nap?
Siesta.
Wow.
Let's go, baby.
Courtney, are you here? Are you there?
Her thing, her sound is better.
So change your sound.
She's gonna clip that. She's a crud. Crud.
By the time you finish it.
By the time you get to crud, I'm ready to
beat you. It's okay. No, it's okay.
You can do ta.
Ta. No, it doesn't really feel.
You could do the ting. No, I know your difference between your voices.
Ting. All right, okay, ting. All right, say ting.
All right, next question. Are you guys ready? Yeah. Which traffic light follows green?
Amber.
Tim Tang.
Amber.
What did I say?
That was correct. That was correct.
I'm actually annoyed.
Of course.
Courtney, I sit home and I watch with my girlfriend this show, that show. Fuck you all.
Okay.
D's cheated.
How?
This one is a hard one.
Oh gosh, here we go. Courtney's got this one.
I'm gonna give you a couple chances to get it. Cool. Just for the months. Which country invented ice cream?
Ting. Italy?
No.
America?
No.
France?
No.
Spain?
No.
America?
Iceland?
No.
Ice cream.
I'm going to give you a clue. Mm. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a clue. The flag has red and yellow stars.
America?
No.
Ting.
Gone.
Wait.
Red and yellow.
Doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom. The answer was China.
Oh.
What the heck?
That was very
good. That was a tricky.
But I did. That was definitely
tricky.
Definitely tricky.
Okay, next one. You guys ready? Yeah. Fingers on the buzzers. Havana is the capital of what?
Cuba.
I have to finish speaking.
Okay.
Okay.
Ting.
Oh wait, I have to finish the question. Let me finish. I'll close my eyes so you don't look at me. Havana is the capital of which country?
I said
it first. Cuba.
I said it first.
I'll give it to both of you.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
I'll
you.
Give it
thank
to
you.
Both.
We'll
I'll
split.
Both.
We'll split.
No, thank
even,
you.
Even Stevens.
Thank you. Thank you.
Actually, no. For a bonus question.
What?
I'm going to do bonus. There can only be one winner.
Bonus.
Which UK artist partnered up with the rum named after the capital of Cuba?
Ting.
Go on.
Skepta.
Yep. You got that.
You fucking know that. Hold on, wait. So who's getting the points? I get the point.
No, she gets the point.
Oh, that's not fair.
Three
that's
more questions
what you
left.
Get. Three more questions left.
All right, next question. How many hearts does an octopus have?
Two.
Ting.
How many hearts?
Yeah.
12.
Wrong.
8.
Wrong.
24.
No.
16.
No.
4.
No.
5.
1. No.
Wait.
No.
0.
5.
No.
6.
No.
12. 20.
No.
102.
15. 20.
How many of us are in a room?
Three. I said it first. Let's go.
You didn't say it first. How did you say three first?
Listen, you got the last
we
one.
We said it at the same time.
You got the last
no,
one.
No, don't try it.
You got the last one. Let me have that one. Come on, man.
I'm split. Not letting you have anything. You split. Already got the first
one.
All right,
I'm going to do another question then instead of that one. In the zodiac. Which animal is linked with a fish?
Leo.
Ting.
Ting. Ting. She said Leo. What the fuck?
I said
Leo. Ting.
Aquarius.
Pisces.
Wrong. Pisces.
Fuck, I don't know nothing about these damn fucking Aquarius.
Is it broken?
No. Okay. There's two more questions. Guys, there's two more questions. Okay.
Don't do this again. D gets violent.
Yeah, I'm not doing this again. It's the first and last time. I thought I'd have some fun with my mates, but you guys are not the ones. Okay, you guys ready? Yeah. How many teeth does an adult human have?
24.
Wrong.
32.
Correct. Wow. Yeah.
I knew that as well. You're shining your 32 teeth. That's the thing.
Who says that?
It's a phrase.
Oh, is it?
It's like a phrase. Shiny ash.
And the last question. Because we are, you know, a lesbian podcast.
Oh,
are you ready?
I don't know this one.
There's the answer to the question, and then a bonus is if you can. There's a bonus bit on top. How many colors are there in a rainbow, and what are they?
Two. Can I say?
Go on.
Red.
How many colors are there in a rainbow?
Let me say. It's listening.
How many colors are in a rainbow?
Yeah.
Okay, no. You got to say the number first, then
how
list them.
How many colors are in the rainbow?
Yeah.
Seven.
Okay. Correct. Go on. List them. You might be, there's a chance for you to steal if she gets it wrong. Go on.
Red, orange, blue.
Wrong. Go on. You can steal it now if you can yellow. Name the. If you can name the rainbow colors in the correct order, you can take this.
In
point.
The correct order. Are
yes.
You say that?
Red.
Mm-hmm.
Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Pink.
Wrong.
Both of you.
What are you? Do you want us to say fuchsia? What?
Red, orange.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue.
Red and orange.
Did I say
blue?
Red and orange.
But wait, we didn't say in order. I said blue. But you didn't say in order, that named them in order.
Okay, so name, all right. So name
turquoise.
All right, forget it then. Name the seven colours in the rainbow then. Let's see if you actually get them right.
Red.
Mm-hmm.
Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Blue. Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Red, orange, blue, yellow. Red, purple.
No. Incorrect. Go on, Courtney.
Red, orange, yellow.
Green!
Green.
You're out of it, bro.
Shut up.
I'm helping you. Go on.
Red,
green.
Orange, yellow, green.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what's the last two? Is it pink?
Red, orange, and yellow, and green.
Fuck's sake. I don't
blue's
know.
Not in there. Wiped.
Do I get 1 point for saying the
you
correct
get
answer?
You get 1 point.
Thank you.
It's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo.
Wait,
violet.
Indigo's in the rainbow.
Go bobbing in Venus, yeah. Indigo, cool. Violet, yeah.
I didn't know that. Honestly, I didn't know the
dead colours, man.
Right. Official colours.
Violet.
So,
rubbish.
Let's see. How did you guys do at home? Let us know if you know the answers. Mm. And let's see. So, D. Count your points. So, D, you've got one. Courtney, you've got one.
Mm.
Courtney had another one. Mm. Courtney had another one.
How? Mm. How? What questions was that?
I'm going backwards.
Oh, about to say.
Don't shame
D had one.
Yeah.
D had one.
Yeah.
Courtney had one.
Mm-hmm.
D had one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much is that? I think you both got five each, actually.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
See, if I was bad.
It should be a tie.
It's a
tiebreaker.
It's tiebreaker. Oh, I wasn't prepped for a tiebreaker.
That's why you got giving her 2 points on the bonus round.
Stop being a sour moose just because you was winning at the beginning.
And she also got another point for saying Cuba. These times I already said
I didn't get. Yeah. I got an extra point for saying Skepta.
So Skepta. You got 2 points
yeah.
on
Skepta.
On that. Don't you know?
You're just, yeah, but you're just a.
When I said already,
don't be a salty cow, because when you was winning, you were happy.
A what?
A salty cow. When you was winning, you were happy.
All right, I've got a question.
Mm.
The name of which African animal means river horse?
What the fuck?
Go on.
River horse.
Antelope.
No.
African animal. River
hippopotamus.
Horse.
Correct.
Let's go, baby!
D, you won.
Let's go!
You will get the Desperado beer.
Thanks.
Oh,
yeah. Shake my hand.
Thank you for tuning in to Damn Questions.
I think we should do that next time.
No, we can't, because you lot will just cry everything. And I know if I was doing it and you lot asking questions, you know how I am. I'll be crying anyway. So, at least I'm the host, actually. If you want redemption, we could do another
personally,
one.
Yeah, I think you lot conspired against me.
How?
How?
I'm going to say that. I think you sent D the questions. And I think this is all set up.
This is all set up.
You done well. It was only the bonus question.
Only the bonus question.
You done well, champ.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I got the beer.
I think I should get a beer anyway.
No. No, doesn't work. Must have them away.
Her chest was high. That's what happened. That's what failed. That's what she failed.
It's true. Big for your boots, bro.
This one.
She said them away.
Your pocket will be breaking. She said it's for the pound.
I want the more beer. Okay. Next time.
Next time. Maybe next time I'll think of some other questions. I'll make them more specific to your lives.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that.
Did you enjoy? Did you enjoy?
I like that. That was fun.
That was fun.
If you look and see these guys' faces, they're proper grinning teeth.
I really had a good time.
They're like, la, 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 la. They want to play again as if it's for £1 million.
I really had a good time. I had a good time.
Let us know if you've got the questions right at home by using the hashtag DAMPodcast. That's DAAM podcast. Or comment on our Instagram and let us know how you guys done. But yeah, man, as we were saying, the positive vibes we've been bringing in, and we're entering a new quarter now, so it's now a new quarter. We've got through a quarter of the year. So you know, going back to January, when you kind of we didn't have solid ones. I remember we didn't speak about having solid goals. But how do you feel that you've progressed? And it's just positive vibes. I don't want to hear no negative one. I don't care. It's positive vibes, this episode. How do you feel like you've done for the first 3 months of the year? Have you kind of got through some of the goals that you wanted to achieve, or are you en route to those goals that you want to achieve, guys? Anybody can take the floor. I've got this voice now.
I think, do you know what? My year, it's weird. My year's had a couple ups and downs already, like, in terms of things that I've gone through. Like, I've had some bereavement. I've had some, like, really difficult situations that I've dealt with and I'm still dealing with through this year. February was a hard, was a difficult month for me. And literally in February, it felt like, rah, everything's going to shit, like, it was like bad situation after bad situation. But I think one of the things that I'm grateful for in this life, and I say it often, is like the people that I have around me in terms of like my support systems, and the people that I continue to like, that continue to gravitate like towards me and come into my life. I think I'm at a point in my life where the energy that I am intentionally putting out is coming back to me. So even when I go through really tough times and tough moments, I find that they don't last as long as they used to. And I think that's all about the energy that I choose. Because one thing that I've realized as I get older, that you have to make a conscious choice as to like who you're being. And sometimes things are out of your control, but how you deal with them and your reaction to them is kind of what's within your control. And I think I'm getting better at choosing who I am in certain situations and choosing who I am when I react to things.
And like focusing on what you can control.
Yeah, I'm focusing on what you can control. I mean, I'm definitely one of those people that I'm like, don't ignore things and feel what you feel. So if I'm going through something mad and it hurts, then I have to feel it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to feel through life. I'm not one of these people like, oh, like, just think positive and it'll be fine. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying. You have to feel through it. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, you can't really heal from things. You just decide to pretend they're not there, or bottle it up, or use some quote to just mask it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not about that. But I think because I'm intentionally choosing what I'm creating for my life, it's allowing me to kind of get through things in a different way, and in a healthier way as well. And I think that's what the first quarter of this year has shown me, like that does work. Do you know what I mean? It's not easy to do, and it's not always easy to get up and choose to kind of fight through things. But it works in the sense that when you kind of come out the other side, you feel different, and you kind of feel better for it. So, yeah, I think I feel like I'm in a good space. I'm in a good space, you know. Life isn't perfect. It never probably will be for anyone, but we're good.
we're good. Yeah, man, I think, like, yeah, this quarter I've just been trying to work on myself. And, yeah, I feel like the goals that I set out at the beginning of the year, I've made a conscious effort to actually work on them. And it being usually or prior, you know, when you make like goals at the beginning of the year and by the time it gets to the end of January, you forgot, they've got it back done. In your head, or you're like, ah, forget about it, but I've made a conscious effort to keep reminding myself of where I want to be, where I want to get, and like, obviously, there's certain situations and times when, you know, I haven't got there, or this has happened, or there's been certain barriers in place, but I think, like Courtney said, the key thing is to keep going, do you know what I mean? You just have to keep working through whatever it is that you want to, you know, achieve. And yeah, ultimately, like, nothing is easy. Nothing comes easy. No one's going to come and just drop.
It's actually out of order that life's not easy. Like, it's actually out of order. Like, I don't understand. It's
out of order.
Like, money should drop. I should have a money tree, and that's fine.
And that's it, right?
Like, it's okay.
Unfortunately, we got to go through the motions. We got to go through everything, got, like, feel things, and really, like, yeah, get, like, go through the mud. You get me? But obviously, at the other side, it's going to get better. And I feel like it's getting there. Obviously, I can't say 100% it's there yet, because at the end of the day, it's still, everything takes time, right?
Yeah. It's all a journey.
Thank you. It's all a journey. It's not a what?
Destination.
There you go. So it's not a destination. It's all about the journey, guys. Mm. Like, don't ever feel as though, yeah, like, oh yeah, the destination. And obviously, a lot of the times, the destination seems so far away, and it seems so far-fetched, and oh my God, like, how am I supposed to get there? But listen, at the end of the day, you're on the journey. The fact that you're on the journey alone speaks volumes. Like, you're already, like, making the right efforts and the right moves to get to that destination. And it's not every time that we can even get to the destination, you know what I mean? Like, it's not every time a destination is in place or is achievable, but we just have to keep going with the flow. And, like, yeah, making the most of everything, really. Do you get it? So, yeah, I feel like I've definitely come a long way, but there is still a long way to go. Yeah, man. Do you know what I mean?
We still got the rest, the rest of our lives. I can't actually remember 100% what I said at the beginning in January, so don't get onto me. But I do know that I haven't been gym in the first 3 months of this year. And I'm pretty sure I did say I wanted to go to the gym. Yeah, about that. So I've calculated that's £90 that I could have bought trainers with.
Sorry, your gym's £90 a month.
It's £28 like £20 a month, so I just rounded it to 30. Yeah.
So how did you get to 90?
Because 30 times 3 is 90.
Oh, this for the whole year. See, okay, sorry.
See why she's not winning the quiz?
Stop it.
Yeah, no, I round the 28 up to 30. Okay, so yeah, I'm just like, yeah, like, that's £90. Gone down the drain.
Yeah.
But it's shame on me because I should be Hindi gym.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I will say I don't know what goals I had, but I'm making goals, as I say now. Fitness goals, I definitely believe my fitness has gone up, especially with basketball. Mm-hmm. I've definitely concentrated that a lot more. Hooping. I remember I was saying it to you earlier this week, that I've concentrated on basketball a lot more this year, and I've put more effort into going to, we've got two trainings a week, so one's like 2 hours and one's 3 hours and a bit, and literally going to both of them and making sure I put in work and even in games, and I've definitely noticed a difference in myself, and I've been told that by teammates and my coach that, you know, putting in work. So I will be back in the gym, guys. I will. There will be a post snap of me in the gym.
Basketball is
gym,
though.
So it is. But do you know what it is?
You're running around for 5 hours a week.
I need the oomph. You know, so when you could just, someone just come on, get out of my way.
Come on, get out.
But now I'm just going,
yeah, you need to,
you're getting lean, but you need the muscle.
You need the muscle.
I need a little bit of.
She's a big. You know what I mean? She's a big, so she needs that.
You need, because you're tall, you need to be able to just slap
them. Yeah.
I just need to nudge them, but it's me that's just flying over people's. It's me that's flying over people's bums and twisting her ankle. And hey, there was even one game, I think my girl came to watch, and she was like, hey, one person just badoofed you. And I was like, Chris, I get badoofed all the time. The way this girl badoofed me, I even remember vividly.
All the heavies are hitting the dam.
She just said, can you just get out the key? And I was like,
and I had, said, okay, literally, no need to be rude about it.
Right. I had no stability. So I defo, you know, as we go into the next quarter, April, May, June, I definitely want to work on that now. I feel like I've got my fitness at a reasonable rate, and that's something I defo want to actually put in work, because it all helps me, you know, with basketball as well. In terms of like mental wise, again, like, basketball's helped me quite a lot. Now I put my effort. Mm. It's like when they say exercise is really good for your mental. Like, oh, I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was bullshit. I just thought, why are you lying, man?
Nah, it is.
Like, it's a force, but there'll be times like, oh, I can't bother to go training. Then after training, I'm like, oh my God, that was lit. My mood's changed. I'm good for doing. Like, even I think Monday I was off and I was so sluggish. I think I was telling you, look, I just felt so lethargic. I was like, I can't believe I'm so tired like this. Like, my body, how am I so tired? Like, I didn't do nothing. I literally was just in my bed. I ordered lunch and dinner off Just Eat because I was just like, I'm not going down to my kitchen. Like, I was so... Mm. But then the next day I had training and I was like, oh yeah, I'm vexed. Like, I'm not vexed. I'm up. Like, I can just cook and... Yeah, it just gives you vim. So I'm here for the exercise / mental things. What was he saying? Courts. Yeah, as in focusing on what you can control. I think that's been a big thing that I've wanted to put in this year, of what focusing on what I can control and try not to take paracetamol for other people's headaches. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard not to, especially when it's people around you and people close to you, but they need to go through, you know, their motions and feel what they need to feel. You can't always have the like, you have your resolution, but you're not them. So how can you assume that your resolution will be their resolution? Yeah,
you can't solve everyone's problem.
Yeah, so I've definitely been trying to focus on more, like you said, on what you can control. Mm-hmm. And like you said, like it comes to a point where it is, not all the time it's a choice, but it comes to the point where it can be a choice where you're like, you know what, I need to choose to look on the brighter side of things right now.
Mm.
Because, I mean, I say this all the time, like, the thing about life, the harshest thing is that life goes on, bro.
When
you're feeling down, life goes on. You still gotta pick up your ass and you gotta go to work, and
these bills are still coming.
The bills are still coming. The everything still goes on. But then the beautiful thing about life is life goes on. Will go on.
Double entendre.
You will move forward because you have to. Like you guys were saying, it's a journey. It's not a destination. You are, you know, you're just traveling for it. You just gotta go with it. Go with the grit. So. Yeah, man, I think I've definitely been trying to work on that a lot more. And yeah, definitely not taking paracetamol for people's headaches, man. Like, sometimes I just open my mouth and I'm like,
why am I speaking?
Calm down. Mm. This is actually not my business. Not if you problem. Want yeah. to do that, mm-hmm. you can do that.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. As long as, you know, people are not hurting nobody and, you know, all of that bad mind thing there. You know what I mean? Like, there's accountability and all that jazz, but I'm not, like, talking to it to that extent. But it's just like, yeah, man. And just focusing more on my life. Like I said, I did say that this year I want to really focus on myself. I remember that I was saying it as well. Like, I really want to focus on me and doing what's best for me and what keeps me happy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to say that I'm a people pleaser, but I am aware. Sometimes I'm so aware of other things happening.
Yeah.
I'm just like I said, I am tired and I'm doing this because I'm forcing myself to go to motive that I don't actually need to be at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be there. Like, respectfully, like, if it's not someone's birthday that I genuinely have, like, ultimate love for, I don't need to be there. But if I do happen to want to be at that rave, then I'll be there. But and not feeling the FOMO. I don't know, like, there's a FOMO that kind of crosses over because you're like, oh yeah, I should have gone out and da 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 da. And the beautiful thing, life goes on. There's going to be another rave next week.
Absolutely.
There's going to be another one if you miss that one. So it's just like, oh, like, that's rude, man. Then you're just like, actually, relax, because there's going to be another motive. Like, it's not that deep. Just telling myself, like, I know people say, you know, you can't just wash over things with, it's not that deep. But sometimes
you
it's
can,
really just deep. Not that deep. And just taking can. Myself at that headspace as, bro, you was chilling at home with your panty braless. You wasn't going out anyway. Like, bro, like, you've got £20 left in your account for the month. Why are you fasting yourself to get ready? And you know what I mean? Like, relax. That's the vibes, man. So, yeah, definitely choosing myself in a lot of situations as well. And if you have to be selfish with it, you have to, man. Like, as long as, you know, prioritizing your peace is a big thing I'm on this year as well. Prioritizing peace.
You gotta choose
and
peace,
just taking
man.
Time.
Peace and a soft
and literally
life.
Just watching, like I said, watching these daytime shows. I started watching Peaky Blinders yesterday. I'm really enjoying it. And just like, I like diving into shows as well. And just escaping, just chilling. Just chilling at home, you know. And then it's hard because, like, in this, you know, capitalist world, you feel like if you're actually sitting down, you're not making peace.
Yeah.
Like, you're thinking, if I have time to sit down, I have time to be doing something. I have time to be going to the road. I have time to go to the shop. I have time to do this or creating this or uploading this and doing this and doing that. But you can actually, sometimes you feel guilty just for lying down in your bed. Like, you're allowed to lie down in your bed, you know, and just relax for the whole day if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I work hard.
Earning
the monies. That the government is now coming to raise.
This government.
Everything they will raise.
The what's they raising? The national insurance, whatever.
National insurance.
Even when I got my
energy bills,
my payslip, they even made a little note like, by the way,
let's not even concentrate on it because
it's true. It's true. I said good vibes, but you bloody bastards! You bastards! But
But yeah. Courtney starts.
Nah, Bam Babylon.
Bam Babylon ambassador. That was
But yeah, man. And that's another thing. Like, that's something I have no control over. But I do have control over my finances and how I can make it work for me. And it's not to say that I'm not.
And we're blessed to be in that position.
Yeah, man. I'm not. It's not to say that I'm gonna have less beers the week. I'm gonna have the same amount of beers, but I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be more aware that the beers, the price is going up. You know, it's £2.50 instead of £2 now. So you know, I wanna have one less beer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man. And another thing is actually sending back love as well to people.
Oh, like
Sending back love the right word to use? Because it's not necessarily I need the
reciprocating energy.
I don't need to have the love just to be giving it back. But sometimes people are just doing big things as well. And sometimes it's just nice to be like, yeah, you're sick, man. Like, well, congratulations done to you, or well done to you. Or like, you don't have to say, oh, I love you, bro, for me. Say I love you too. Courtney, you do that quite often. Courtney would just message in the group, like, I love you guys. I'm like, you gay nigga. but it's nice, like, and it's something that I think it should be a normal to just spread love where you can, because everyone eats and everyone wins. So that's something I've been trying to work on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just spreading the love when I see things rather than scrolling past and just, you know.
And this is the thing, like, I think for me, like I said, I feel like a lot of the energy that I'm choosing to like share is coming back to me.
Mm-hmm.
It feels better
to
be that way. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you're actually emanating, like, the love... Because it's not like I've not been a loving person all my life. I have. Mm. Like, I've always kind of worn my heart on my sleeve. I've always, you know, had a lot of love and care for the people around me. But when you actually let it radiate from you and, like, you share it openly, like, it feels good.
Mm.
Like, it feels better. Like, if I wake up in the morning and I feel like, oh, like, I want to know about you lot's week, or I wake up and I'm like, you lot on my mind, I want to tell you lot I love you. It's like, it feels good for me to share it. It feels good for me to say it. There's no point in me keeping it in and just thinking it in my head. And it's like, ultimately, me letting you guys know is going to make you feel a certain way. And I think with everyone in this world, like, there's so much stuff that, like, comes at us that we have no control over, like we said, and so much bad vibes that come at us that we have no control over, and so much Babylon that we're dealing with that
like
we have no...
UK.
This is it, that we have no control over, and it's like, why wouldn't we want to uplift each other?
Yeah,
why
man.
Wouldn't we want to spread love around? Yeah. Why wouldn't we want to, you know, get rid of any kind of passer or any kind of vibes? You know, sometimes you just have vibes with people and you don't even know why. You're like, I don't even understand why this even exists. And it's like, just forget it. Like, let's just forget it. Like, it doesn't actually make sense, because ultimately, you're not impacting my life. I'm not impacting yours. So there's no reason for us not to...
You're not on my wedding list, so I proper don't care. My
but
guy.
It's like, even if
And I'm
you
not
was,
on yours either. I'm not on yours.
Respectfully.
Like, let's just live this life.
I think it just creates a better world, and I think it is something that we need to do more, especially in our community, because, you know, it's something that we don't get from outside.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we deal with so much as Black LGBTQ plus people. We need to love each other more. Do you know what I mean? We need to hug on each other more. We need to let each other know how fucking amazing we are, because I'm not being funny, like, we're some of the littest people in this fucking world. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm not being funny.
Like,
no
we
cap.
Are fucking what they call popular culture. Like, it's us. Okay? So even when it gets to all the hetties, like, all of these trends and things that
the
you...
The hetties
like,
is the funniest
listen,
phrase
you don't think
ever?
You're... It's coming from somewhere. Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, I think When you move in that space, and when you move in that way, it comes back. It does come back.
Yeah,
to
man.
You.
It's definitely like what you put in the atmosphere. You know, I'm a big believer of you get it back. And even now, I remember I think I was saying it to you guys as well. Like, don't be saying you're broke. Just say the money's dry. It's fine. Because you know when you start worrying about things, just the worry will just overpower you.
Oh.
And sometimes you actually can't control that because you're just in the midst of a bit. If you can really just grab a branch and snap out of it.
Yeah.
Snap, like I said, life is going to move on. You will get out of that rut. Do you know what I mean? So, it's definitely just constantly moving forward, man. And like, as I'm getting older as well, because I'm, you know, I'm old lady. To be taking my time now. I'll do some stretches when I wake up as well, because it's not easy, you know. You know, you just think about like where I, you know, like back in the day, people used to be like, oh, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? I never answered that question because I didn't know. I was like, bro, YOLO, I'm about that, life. We out here. Bro, I was just like, YOLO, like, we're living it up. Like, that was me. Like, I'm living in the moment. We getting lit. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't talk about my five years.
I could have this moment for life. Whoa. I fly with the stars of the skies.
What?
I have no longer chance to survive.
What? But to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire. It's my empire. And yes, I call the shots. I am an umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampires. What? In this very moment, I'm king. What? In this very moment, I slay. Goliath with a sling. What? This very moment, I spring. Put on everything that I will retire with the ring. And I will retire with the crown.
Yes. No, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. Yes. Clap for the heavyweight champ.
Me. No, I couldn't do it on alone. We.
Young money raised me. Oh, raise me. Raise me.
Oh, such a fake got queens on his case. No,
don't.
No, guys. Can we take a moment?
Don't piss
queen?
Me off.
Not us being Barb,
bro. No, but she, no, that she went off in that verse though.
She went snapped. Off.
Okay.
Oh,
she snapped.
Fucking
fuck
hell.
Off.
And I'm sorry if you don't know who we're talking about.
If you don't know, if you don't know,
to turn it off. If they don't know who or what we're talking about.
If he wasn't singing along just
then.
You're
too young, you're too young.
Your bad vibes, If you wasn't singing along just then,
No, there might be babies,
But bro.
Oh my God.
We're about to find out about
what? Nicki who?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki the what?
Nicki the month. Nicki the Harajuku Barbie.
What?
What are you talking about?
King Kong.
What? What? Is this King Kong? Yes, this King Kong. That song actually cracked me up. What? Pull up in the what? Am I a Nicki fan? Am I a Nicki fan? Pull up in the what?
Pull up in the Sri Lanka.
Oh my god. Don't miss.
Fucking hell, what a digress.
We really digress.
Listen. But no, you were saying the five-year plan was a bit. We were doing Moment for Life. That's
but
we
now, like I say, as I'm getting older and I'm thinking about things and I'm not actually thinking, okay, where do I see myself in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like putting plans set in stone, you know, because, you know, for
life,
me
life
personally, God's got the plan in it. So you can plan and then God will go, okay, if you like. But, you know, like a direction for the next 5 years. And it's becoming more prominent on where I want to be and what I kind of want to do. And, you know, the moves for me do need to start now.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Other people, they had it when they were young, but now I'm more aware of my surroundings, more true to myself, and just aware of where I want to be in the next 5 years. So, yeah, man, it's definitely making those choices for myself. Mm. And, like the positive vibes, man. Like, whatever you put, I believe what you put in the atmosphere, you get back.
That's it.
Do you know
really
what I mean?
Comes back.
That's why... You can't pray for bad mind because you don't want no one to... No, because you can't. Because you don't want no one to pray for bad mind for you. Because if it works, then that means it should work on you. So I can't pray for that. I have to pray for blessing. Because then they can bless you back.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
I was singing love song. La fa fa bad mind. La fa 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 them again. Well, them got just some friend.
Them have a money problem. What? Laughing at solve them.
See, ba, you know it's Murtha.
Girl, are you love to fuck? So don't pun cocky till cocky broke.
How do you go from bad mind to fuck? What?
I love that.
Fucking hell. No, I think, I echo everything you said.
Man.
And also, like, one thing that I've done this year is, like, checking in with yourself. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you get lost on a tangent of life. That's what I'll call it. Like,
ooh, I like that one.
You feed into the noise. You feed into what people say. You feed into the social media. You feed into everyone's expectations. You feed into the idea of what people say you should be and what people say success looks like and what people say 30 should look like and what people say...
Mm-hmm.
Being queer should look like and all kinds of things. Like,
how many looks can I be looking like? Looking like looks? Like a man.
How many looks can I be looking?
Like, how many looks?
Looking like a looking man.
Hey, looky, can't get it. What? I only have 2 eyes.
Literally.
Okay. But yeah, like I think so often, like, and it's obviously it's only natural, but so often we feed into all of that noise, and we kind of just kind of lose our actual intention for living. We forget about what we've prioritized for ourselves. We forget about what we actually care about. We forget about why we started doing things, what we're doing things for. And I think for me, like, obviously, well, it's not obvious, you guys don't. I always talk to, like, everyone knows what we're doing.
I know,
everyone
I knows do the same thing, obviously.
we had a really good conversation earlier without going into too much detail, but it reminded me of why we come here every couple of weeks and why we record and why we started this pod in the first place. And ultimately, when you start something, especially when you start something that's public, everyone else's expectation of you becomes something that they feel like they're entitled to tell you. Everyone becomes entitled to have an opinion. Everyone becomes an advisory board. Everyone wants to tell you, oh, you should do this, you should do that. Oh, but why aren't you doing that over there? Oh, but shouldn't you be doing this now? Oh, blah, 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 blah. And then you start feeding into all of that. You start feeding into
what
we should be by now, what we should be doing by now. Why haven't we got this? Why haven't we got that? Why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing that? And then you sit back and you're like, but did we ever want to do any of that?
Yeah.
Was that ever in the plan? And it's like, no.
Like, we literally started.
The reason why we started
is
so important. And I feel like that has, if anything, it's been taken to new heights. Do you know what I mean? Like, we didn't expect, you know, this kind
the
of...
response the that response we had,
that we had. We never expected it. So for us to question, oh, but this and that... But, you know, it's only natural, but I feel like...
Yeah.
We always have to, like, take things into perspective and really just sit back and acknowledge and see how far we've actually come. Like, and I don't feel like... I feel like even on a normal scale, like, people need to... in everything you do in your life, everybody's always thinking about the future and you need to get to this and you need to get to that. But, bro,
you need to do that and you need to make money and you need to... And it's like, actually, our intention behind coming and sitting here and talking every week, one is because we felt like... it was important for the Black, British, mass-presenting lesbian experience to be voiced. But also, we wanted this content.
Yeah.
And we didn't have it.
Right.
So if we don't have it, you know what? Let's just go out and create it. Because there's going to be someone else out there that also wants this content.
Yeah.
So let's put it out there. And ultimately, as long as we continue to do that, and as long as people that look like us, and even people that don't look like us resonate with it and say, you know, that we're adding value.
Yeah.
That's success.
No, it is. It is. It definitely is. And like we've said, sometimes it's hard to, like I said, we're in, I don't know, it's kind of like we're in that era where we've been before the social media and we're fully immersed in the social media era. So it's just like, oh yeah, you got to do this. Everything you do has to be making money. If you're not making money and you're doing something, you're not doing it right. Oh, you guys, like I said, you guys should be doing this, you guys should be doing that. There's some things, yeah, we would love to be doing, but when the time is right, things, I genuinely believe things will fall into our laps.
Yeah.
But if I'm doing something for the purpose of, oh, like, only getting that, or only getting quote-unquote clout and stuff like that, it's unnecessary. Yeah. Because then that's not what, when we started, when we started, you guys listened to our first episode, we were sat round my MacBook with no mics, no nothing. I mean, you guys can listen back. The sound was awful. We can say. And we just literally sat around the MacBook in Dee's bedroom and literally shouting at a laptop. and it wasn't my new MacBook, by the way. It was my old school MacBook, literally shouting at it. You know, and that MacBook was about 45 years old then.
And that was still a good episode.
Literally just shouting at the MacBook just to get content out, because we just wanted something out there for us, you know, by us. And I think that's very important, that, you know, what you do is authentic. And it is hard because, you know, we are in this capitalist society and, you know, everything you should do, you want some sort of gain or something like that. But you just got to do it for you. Like, it has to be authentic. Like, I just, you know, we just move with authenticity. And it's like, there should be more and more. Like, I think about all the podcasts I listen to, and 95% of them are heady podcasts, so to speak. Do you know what I mean? And I'm loving that more and more queer podcasts are popping up. It's beautiful to see, you know. And then I remember, like, people will pop up and be like, oh, these guys are doing that. That's great. That's like, what should I go and fight them, or should I slap the mic out their hands?
Like, you want us to be fighting outside the race,
bro? Like, should I go to America and now fight these guys because they're coming? I don't know. There's another podcast out there, you know, similar name, and I should now go and fight them. No, there should be loads of this content. Just that there's loads of
how many
of these Monday podcasts talking about that they want quality women, and how many podcasts are there of them? So why can't we have bare gay podcasts?
Yeah.
Just like we watch TV. Do you only watch one TV show?
Yeah.
No? I'm not saying guys listen to this one TV show and one. No, watch bare things. Mm-hmm. Taking bare stuff. This is our input.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think, like you said, sometimes you have to just recenter and be like, this is actually what we're doing it for.
Mm. Yeah.
Not for anything else.
Yeah.
Anything that comes 100% is a blessing.
Yeah.
Not to knock everything down. And even when we were speaking to Lorraine, when she was talking about, you know, building her brand, like, she still wants to be signed. Like, yeah, I know, yeah, ideal world, yeah, she'd like to be signed. Yeah, but right now, she's making something authentic to her.
Yeah.
Mm. And when her time comes, her time comes, because you've got to do it for yourself first.
And you've got to do it for the right reasons.
And do it for the right reasons.
And, yeah, like, ultimately, like, we are doing this for the right reasons.
Mm.
And it's like, as long as we continue to do it for the right reasons, it will bang.
It will.
It's as simple as that. Like, it's not about anything external. Do you know what I mean? It's not about validation. It's not about money. It's not about image. It's literally about being authentic and sharing our lived experience with other people that also share our lived experience. That's it.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Even like, you know, just putting this in the outside of the podcast world, like, guys, just where you can.
Guys, girls,
I'll say where you can, literally where you can, because we know how it is, especially for our community. Just try and be true to yourself, man, and just do it for you, and just try not to, nobody watch other people, man. Like, it's I know it's hard not to, because it's thrown in your face.
Mm.
But even me, I've recently, like, I barely watch people's stories and stuff now. Unless, honestly, I'm bored, and then I just go through every single one. And stuff like that, because you know what I mean, it gets draining sometimes.
And everyone's, and this is the other thing, everyone's journey is their journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's their journey. And also, you can never know what everyone's going through. Not that obviously, like, someone's life might be looking lit and you're wishing that it's not, like, oh, I hope they're really intrigued, they're crying. But, like, don't
you only see the best?
Don't
bits.
Immerse yourself in other people's journey, even ours, like. Take what you want from it, but don't immerse yourself into someone's journey so much that it throws you off your own. Do you know what I mean? Like, allow people to influence you in the positive ways and in the best ways possible, but don't immerse yourself. The amount of people that you see on these social media, when people break up, they'll be there crying. Oh my God.
My couple goals.
My couple goals are gone. What's happened? Oh, we thought there was... And it's like, because people are too busy immersing themselves in other things. And I know it's easy to do because, you know, life is hard, escapism and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it knocks you off your center. Like, it knocks you off remembering what you're doing things for. It knocks you off who you are. Do you know what I mean? Like, at your core. Like, sometimes I'll do something and I'll be like, hold on. Is this even whom I am? Mm-hmm. Like, does this actually align with my soul?
My soul.
Like, do I actually want to be doing this, or am I doing this for other people? Like, what's the meaning?
Who's this for? And it's every now and then checking back in with yourself and saying, who is this for?
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Like, why are we doing this? Why?
Why?
Why am I here?
Why?
Like, do you know what I mean? Because ultimately, regardless of anything else, you know, some people might say they know their purpose or they don't, but it's not written down anywhere.
Yeah, legit.
So you have to constantly, like, check back in with yourself and say, and even if you don't feel like you have a purpose or you don't know your purpose, just checking in with yourself and saying, okay, does this feel good for me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just that. Does this feel right for me right now? Does this feel good for me right now?
Yeah.
Okay, what would make me feel good in this moment?
Mm-hmm.
What works for me in this moment? Because sometimes, even the things that we're really used to doing, they don't actually work for you anymore. But because you're growing as a person and you're changing, but this habit that you have or this way of being that you have doesn't actually align with the person you've grown into.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not checking in with yourself, you wouldn't know that.
For real.
Because you're just continuing to do it. So it's like, every now and then, you just got to check back and say, yo, does all of this make sense?
Is it making the sense?
Is it making the sense?
Am I on my journey, or am I trying to be on everybody
else? Am I on my...
Following everybody's, and getting into the... Nah,
one thing I will say, if you keep following people, like I said, in the 5-year, 10 years, in the 5...
Where will you be?
You're a hand-hopping McDonald's.
In in the 5 year and the 10 year time, yeah, when everyone has their children and everything, what will you still be doing?
Just following phone up and down.
Where will you be
follow,
doing?
Follow.
Where follow, will follow. You be influencing? Where?
Flim flam. Flim flam. You'll be in McDonald's serving supersized flim flam. That's what will be happening. Not to shame anyone in McDonald's. And no, get your coin. But honestly, if you don't want to end up flim flam, yeah, you have to
do stuff be true yourself, to yourself. Not for the people, not for the image, not for this. Don't get... Try not
Instagram
to,
Instagram is killing our people. We say this all the time. It's tried. Really we killing them.
Try.
Killing them.
Slow by slow.
Ah. If I speak. It's killing us. And I just want... I want better... Do you know what? That's the other thing. I think as I get older, I genuinely want better for everyone. Do you know what I mean? I want better for everyone. And I think that's something that brings about a certain vibe as well and brings about a certain energy. When you want everyone to win and when you're like, actually, yeah, this makes sense. It just changes everything. It changes the whole narrative. Because I'm like, we are all opening doors for each other. We are all showing each other how to do this thing called life. And whatever we take from each other and whatever we can give to each other, it only makes it better. Like, when they say it takes a village, like, we still need that village.
Exactly.
When you get older, it's not like, okay, I'm grown now, bye.
See ya.
See ya. You still need that village. Do you know what I mean? That village turns into your tribe. And then your tribe turns into its own village. And then you...
Yeah, man.
When you have your own children, you continue. Yeah, tribe, village, it all goes together.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like, it just went out my head. What was I going to say? Yeah, sometimes you can feel... What was I going to say? Oh, no.
Village, tribe.
Sometimes, flim-flam. If you feel bad vibes towards someone, dig deep and think, why do you feel bad vibes? And it might be because there's something in them that you see that you should have done within yourself. Not saying this applies to everyone.
Speak
but,
it.
You know, you see something in them that you think, oh, maybe I... Or maybe something that you kind
that
of
that should have been
do.
Me, Jesus. Yeah, but then,
do you know what I mean? But then it's not even a bad mind thing like, yeah, that should have been me. But right now...
Everyone feels it.
It isn't you. And it's just a different journey. Like, everyone has a different life. Everyone has different things. And like you said, you don't know what people done to get to where they're doing. This life is a journey, bro.
We've all been conditioned. And at the end of the day, whether it's small or big, at some point, everyone feels envy. But it's about what you do with that. So like you just said, like, checking in with yourself and saying, but why am I envious? Like, where is this coming from?
Just
that
try,
will then
man.
Dissipate the envy.
Yeah,
and
man.
We'll
just,
something
and,
else.
And that's a good thing. Like, if you can just try and, you know, if you can remove the bad vibe from yourself, it'll be a good life, man. And man. It's all, like I said, it's all a learning. You ain't going to just wake up one day and, you know, feel, everything, all the bad things in my life have gone away. No, but it's a learning progress, and you got to choose yourself, first of all, and then you got to just choose to kind of push a positive.
And accept people outlook. For who they are
in
choosing yourself.
Yes,
my love. You have to accept people for who they are. When you choose yourself and when you know who you are and when you know what works for you and what aligns with you, you got to look at people and just say, okay, that's okay for you. Is it okay for me? Let's think about that. If it is, great. If it's not,
and that's okay for
let's
you.
Take the next step.
That's okay for you to be doing what you're
that's
doing.
That's it.
I'm a do me.
That's it.
You if you want to drink the beer, you can drink the beer. If you want to drink my way beer, then you can drink my way beer. There's really, you know.
This is it,
There's really no defined way.
This is it. And I'm also like at a place where I'm getting better at being grateful, which also helps. I'm getting better at being grateful because, you know, again, the way we're conditioned to always want more. We're conditioned to always look at what we don't have, what we should have, what didn't go right. But it's like, hold on, what do I have? What is working? Who is around me? What love do I feel every day? Like, those things make me super grateful, super, super grateful.
Yeah, man.
Even for you two, like...
Go on, tell us you love us.
Oh, here we go.
Come on, tell us you love us.
Go on, then. So go on then. You might as well.
I
go
tell
on.
You all the time. Maybe sometimes I should. You should tell go me. On. Maybe.
Why don't you love me?
Oh my God.
Tell me, baby, why don't you?
No,
love
but at
me?
The end of the day, like I said, it takes a village and it takes a tribe. And if it wasn't for you lot being my tribe, I may not be the person I am. You know what I mean?
We make you great.
You get away. I may not be the person I am because
we put the OG in OG cots.
You ah. If I slap your mic, if I slap it right now, but yeah, like we all add to each other's journey, and yeah. I think it's a blessing that we have each other. It's a blessing that we are growing in a way that is healthy, and we're growing in a way that is adding to our lives.
Yeah,
and I love that for us. Yay us!
Yay us! I love that. I love Yay. That. I love that. Yeah, like. Retweet.
See, I share my love, and do you see what I get? Retweet. If I leave the group chat,
I don't know about the L word. Still.
It's a bit much, isn't it? It's a bit much, but man, too soon, but cool, like
man gets it.
Man gets it.
Man
like,
gets it, and man like.
I hear that. All of that.
Love you, Courtney.
We love you, baby.
Yeah, man. Love for the love. Y'all for listening, man.
Yes, sir.
We love y'all.
It's true. Like,
but yes, as we enter this new quarter, we want you to have a good quarter. Mm-hmm. Think about what you want to do for this quarter. Sorry, I kept saying it like this. And what you want to do? Quarters, yeah, for the next 3 months. If you could just do one thing. And it might just be, you know, fizzy drinks. It doesn't even need to be, you know, as deep as we've gone.
It might not be physical.
Just do something for you these 3 months. Yeah? Just do something for you within these next 3 months. And, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying?
We'll check back.
We'll check back. Guys, you have been listening to Damn Podcast.
Make sure you follow us on all socials at DAAM Podcast. Like, subscribe, stream, all of them good things there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Make sure you put on the 5 stars on the Spotify and Apple Podcasts on the rating things. You see it? It is your girl Domski signing out.
OG Courts out.
D-Style signing out, baby.
Eat my plantain chips.